I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we catch up with a couple of Knoxville basketball players. We start with girls basketball player Addie Duncan, as she was key in Knoxville's 37-31 win over Clark on Tuesday, as she scored 18 points.
We're being joined now by Knoxville girls basketball player Addie Duncan, who was also our player of the game tonight. 18 points. Addie, what a game. You really looked like you were locked in all game. What was going through your mind throughout the game tonight?
During that second half, I was pretty locked in. I missed a lot of shots in the first half, but I continue to be open, and you have to take those shots. You have to trust your training and just keep shooting and hope that it'll go in, and that's what happened for me in the second half.
And normally, it's Hannah we see that taking all those shots. The shots just weren't falling for her. Did you look at that like, okay, someone needs to step up here to get some shots down?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I knew someone was going to have to score for us because Clark was doing what they do, and we weren't stopping it. So I just tried to shoot as much as I could on offense and help our team out.
Now, you're mostly known for defense, and you did that as well tonight. It almost looked like, you kind of looked at the Clark girl that was scoring early and often and decided, you know what, this stops with me. You're not going to make any more of those.
Yeah. I'm a big believer on defense. It wins games, so we all put the pressure on, and defense tonight was a team effort, so I'm really proud of our girls.
It was a tough start early on. How did you girls manage through that? Because the first two games were, kind of nightmare for you.
Yeah, we just have to understand that we're a young team, and we just have to go out there with as much confidence as we can and keep shooting the ball, trust our defense, trust our teammates, and everything will fall in place.
You look at, what has happened with everything. You have a lot of players that didn't come back this year. A lot of them, some of them graduated last year. But you got to make do with what you got. You see this team, Addie, and, is it really – how much of it is a work in progress? Because there's a lot of girls that just haven't played varsity at all.
Yeah, that part's hard, but – when you start to play more games, you get the feel for how varsity basketball is. So I know that we'll continue to do fine this year, and those girls are doing a great job for us so far.
Talking to Knoxville girls basketball player Addie Duncan on KNIA KRLS, 18 points against Clark on Tuesday night. What are you most looking forward to as you move ahead and play out the last two or three games before break?
Obviously, I'm just most excited to keep playing with my sister.
She's getting close to a milestone.
Yes, she is. I hope she gets there because she deserves it.
Well, I think she didn't quite get to it yet, but I think Coach Richard said if she got like 14 or 15, she would pass Emma. Now, I want the insider information here. What means more to her, passing sister or getting that 1,000?
I think getting her 1,000th, just because, that's a big milestone. And I think she'll be proud with herself with whatever she gets. So,
well, and she'll join a pretty select group of girls, too. What's this team, what do you think this team is capable of as we look forward into January and into February?
I think we are capable of putting pressure on teams defensively and more time in the gym, more shooting reps. I think we're just going to continue to make shots, and Bridget had a good three for us, and Ayla and Peyton are working hard in the post, so.
All right, Addie, good job tonight.
Thank you.
And look forward to Davis County. That's a place where the Duncan family has had some good games.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully we can do it again.
The two Duncans, may have a good night on Friday.
I hope so.
All right.
Yep.
Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
That's Addie Duncan, Knoxville girls basketball player.
We now talk to senior boys basketball player Kobe Higginbotham, who scored 15 points in Knoxville's 72-41 win over Clark on Tuesday.
Kobe Higginbotham joins us now on 95.3 KNIA, 72-41. Knoxville wins it over Clark. Kobe, congratulations. Another good game for you guys.
Yes, thank you.
What did you see in Clark? They tried to muck it up early on, but then you guys kind of figured things out. What changed there right there in the first quarter?
Yeah, at the start they started playing zone. That's what they started out with, and we were kind of preparing for both, but we weren't really focusing on their zone defense. And then they came out of that like right at the start, and then we kind of just figured out what to do to get around their zone defense, and they switched to man after we started scoring.
You guys like to run. I mean, you want to pick up the pace, and I know they didn't really want to do a track meet tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What's Coach Keady been saying, these first couple of games? I know, Cardinal was outmanned, and Clark was to a point, too. You know you're going to have tougher games. Do these games just kind of prepare you guys for what you might see later on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're going out here trying our hardest, working on things that we need to work on and getting better at those little things to make sure that we are ready for the really good teams on our schedule.
What's it like with kind of a new coaching staff? Not really new coaching staff, but, Keady goes from, shifts one seat over on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, Keady's doing a great job coaching us, helping us be the best players that we can be.
You guys have like 18 guys on the varsity roster. I mean, is there that much competition in practice for playing time?
Yeah, we have we run like three teams in practice, and all teams just go back and forth trying to compete with each other and make each other the best players.
And that's kind of iron sharpening iron, which is really good for you guys. How what's that like to know that, okay, this guy guarding me, he's probably wanting to, eat into my minutes of playing time.
Yeah, I mean, but it's always good to have that much depth on your team because it gives those starters breaks when they need breaks.
You almost got Landon to 1,000. he was 23 away, got 19, so he's going to have to wait till Friday to do that. But what is that like playing with a player like Landon Norris that, I mean, just anything he does is, almost effortless?
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'6", he can shoot, he can dribble, he can drive, he's just all around a really good player.
A little bit of size this year with Caden at 6'7". You've got some size, and you're kind of in there. I mean, you took the ball in there, and just I don't think they won't want any part of you tonight.
Yeah.
what's that like to know that you want to take it hard to the basket, you have that success?
Yeah, I mean, our team's based around like we have our players doing the best things that they can do. So we have like Lincoln outside ready to catch the ball and shoot, and we focus our plays around like having our dribble drive guys drive to the hoop and either get a bucket or pass it out for a three.
I noticed Drake Larson has gotten stronger, and he's not afraid to take it inside this year.
Yeah, he's doing really good. He's worked really hard, and yeah.
Friday night down at Davis County, that usually is a place where the weirdness happens. What was it, last year they called about 19 traveling calls and everything, but how do you focus on that, knowing that, that's kind of a home court advantage down there for them?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Davis County is a really, really hard place to play out away, and you just got to keep playing, act like that doesn't matter.
All right. Cope, congratulations on the win. We'll see if we can go 3-0 on Friday.
Yes, thank you.
That's Kobe Higginbotham, Knoxville boys basketball player.
Again, that was Knoxville girls basketball player Addie Duncan and Knoxville boys basketball player Kobe Higginbotham on today's Lely Radio Sports page, which will return after this on KNIA KRLS.